what we were able to do is we've always kept great statistics and good numbers as far as what our retention is at the point. And when I started in our retention program, our turnover was 139%.
Wow.
Week before last, our turnover for the 6 weeks, so we were reporting over 6 weeks, so we're not trying to fool or deceive ourselves. We want to know in actuality over a good period of time what our turnover is. And so our turnover in the last week before last was at 87%.
Wow.
And we're also...
And you said some of those guys were guys that you were separating from the company as opposed to it being their choice to leave.
Correct. Actually, we are in control of our turnover, and that's what's really a great thing, because not all turnover is bad. In the driver pool, you never know what drivers are, coming in. Are they any worse than the drivers that you let go? But we are actually in a place to where we are able to say, okay, this person has had severe service issues. They are doing more harm than good to our company, and so we're going to part ways. And so there's a lot of our turnover that we're in control of.
So you have the luxury of being pretty selective about the drivers you keep.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And the drivers we hire. We can raise our hiring standards as well because our turnover is under control.
Because you don't have any trucks against the fence.
Correct.
Yeah. And then, of course, information is the name of the game. I mean, that's how your bosses and everybody at Tango is going to be able to say, all right, now we know what the problem is, now to go fix it, instead of saying, well, we think where the problem is, and then try to fix it.
Right.
You have to have it concrete.
That's correct. And another thing that I'm able to do is when I do talk to drivers, I ask them, okay, well, I understand you're calling and you think that this is a problem. Well, why don't you share with me what you think, how we could make this better? How could we fix this problem? And so, one, you're validating the importance of your driver. You're letting them know that we value what you think. I mean, these are the guys who are really out there working. They're the ones that know what, where the problems really exist. And so I'm able to not only get, hey, we've got a problem, I'm raising my hand, I need help here, but they're able to also filter in information that helps us find the solution, because they're going, hey, if we did this and this, that would completely eliminate all of this. And so I'm able to also make that into if you go into a driver's profile, you can create an issue and say driver suggestion. Driver suggested go to that and put it in there. And so when it does come around to drivers wanting to comment about maintenance, something we can improve in our maintenance department, I would categorize that under maintenance. Well, then I can go in here and run an issue list on everything that I put in under maintenance, and there's all my suggestions, all my complaints, and everything.
Okay.
Now I am driver services. I maintain the whole department right now.
What's your feel about that? I mean, I would think that you're now able to take care of problems a lot faster than what they used to have to deal with in
Correct.
Terms of calling around by the old phone tree method.
They love it. And what's interesting is the help desk, our internal system that we use, if somebody in safety talks to a driver and you can tell he's just kind of bothered or concerned about something, they don't wait for the driver to call and complain. They'll say, hey, I talked to this driver today and he just sounded really... he just sounded really down and really frustrated. You may want to give him a call. And so what we have created is I'm calling the driver going, hey, you know what? I know you talked to us earlier and they were a little concerned about you. Is there something I can help you with? So we're not necessarily waiting for the driver's issue to be full-blown and then ready to walk out the door and quit. We call them before they call us. So we're really a service. I mean, my department is called Driver Services.
To get people up to get used to using this? I mean, is it a pretty simple, you go in and train people for, a couple of hours, telling them how to navigate around this program? Is it a fairly intuitive setup? I mean, it looks like that to me.
I believe that it is, but, I'll refer that to my expert here, Melody Ward, who has been trained on this software. Melody, what did you think when you went through the ramp up?
It was really simplistic. To be able to be walked through something over the phone, and it's very similar to what you're doing with us now, just being able to go into my actual profile user, and he can show me step by step, this is what this is what you're looking at, this is how you can use this, and it was very simple, pretty self-explanatory of how to use it.
Well, Okay. Could you tell us a little bit about how y'all set that up?
Sure. We actually have, with our internal email system, it's called the help desk. And so anybody within the company, whether it be safety, billing, from the front desk, or literally anybody that's in our email network, can send a request to my department, and it comes by email. Well, then what I do from there is I'm able to copy in, create customers, copy in everyone that needs to be involved, whether it be from someone like a coworker, or if it needs to go to a VP, I can include anybody in on this, also HR. We can include them in, and we work it out, and until that issue is completely resolved, it remains an open issue. In the meantime, I take and can copy and paste all of the data over into our 10th Street, which I use 10th Street as a profiling system for our drivers. It's a great place to have your documentation. Every single conversation, every time I talk to a driver, every time I interact with a driver, it is in 10th Street. So what we have is we've stopped the spin that can sometimes begin to happen within a company with your drivers. The driver calls their dispatcher, they don't get the answer they want, they're going to call safety. If they don't get it from safety, they're going to call human resources, and then they kind of bounce around different departments. Well, you know, they kind of can begin to bank on the fact that there's not great communication. Well, what we've done is we've centralized all of that. If someone from another department gets a call concerning a driver, they instantly create a help desk. It comes to my department, and it is handled in one central location. So we free up safety department from having to work on a driver issue when they need to be working on logs and making sure that we are DOT, right, you know, working within those regulations.
Yeah.
You know, drivers will initially call their recruiters because that's their point of contact. Well, if a recruiter is working a driver problem, they're not recruiting new drivers. And so a recruiter can send me a request and it's off of their hands, and they are able to do their job, and I'm able to take on the driver request, whatever it may be.
You know, Melanie, it's been, I've talked to a lot of folks, and it's always been that question of the right hand never knows what the left hand is doing. And it kind of sounds like you're trying to short-circuit that whole issue by, all right, one person handles, or one department, rather, handles all the driver issues so we can have someone focused on the issue and not trying to deal with the driver's problem while trying to get the primary job done, which just kind of makes a hash of the whole thing.
Correct. Been doing this for almost, you know, a year and a half, 2 years now, and so what we've seen is the drivers that were used to doing it in the old order have now come to find out, hey, I can't do that anymore, so they pretty much don't even call around anymore. That's almost completely been eliminated, and now they can call either directly to their driver manager, or they'll call directly into my department, and so we've pretty much just eliminated that.
It's got to be nice to be able to collect all this data in one spot. You're not having to try and pull reports or notes from five different departments throughout the company.
That's correct. And the report that we're actually looking at here, this is the report that I use. I go into an executive meeting every week. I have to report on, because really, drivers are, what we're able to do here, I mean, there's so much accountability. It's just a wonderful byproduct of having this software that we use. It not only tracks my workload, so I'm not really being managed necessarily by someone coming in and checking on me, seeing what all I'm doing. I mean, my work is, I mean, it's in the report. You can see exactly how many drivers I've talked to, how many times I've talked to them, how long it took me to handle, you know, any particular issue. So it's just right there is the proof of how productive your retention program is and how busy they are staying. And if, you know, if they're not busy enough, then you can start adding in more of the proactive stuff to reach out to the drivers, which is more of the call scripts and stuff that he was showing earlier. But the escalation issue list is actually the report that I use when I go into my executive meeting and I say, hey, this week we've had this many calls about miles. We've had this many issues about maintenance. I also am able to go in anytime we are seeing like a spike in one particular area. I can get specific information. So we're dealing with some facts and not ideas. We're not dealing with generalities. We are dealing with the specifics. These are actual drivers that I've talked to. These are exactly the words that they said. And so you're not dealing in the gray anymore. It's very much black and white, which that's what helps you move towards solutions.
you can take a cross section and say, well, how is flatbed doing compared to local drivers? What's our, you know, are they having more issues there? That you could do those kinds of driver comparisons, I would assume. Could you not?
Right, we do, and we do. We have actually there's a report that we do that breaks down our company by division, and so we see that's part of the reporting that I do as well. Is how many issues did I have within our regional, how many issues did I have within our OTR, how many issues were from flatbed. I mean, we do that by week, and I literally, I'm sorry, it's just the software makes it so easy for me, because I'm so busy working with issues. You don't want me spending 2 days just getting reports ready. All I have to do is go in and print this up and pretty much do a, it takes me maybe 30 minutes to tally up what these reports provide for me.
Okay.
Because it just keeps up with it as I go throughout the day.
Wow, that's incredible. That really is.
I would add one more thing that we do utilize this for that's a humongous benefit, is this has actually become one of the greatest tools of documentation for our human resources department. Mm-hmm. And so this has helped in many legal situations because we have the hardcore documentation where it stamps the date, it stamps the time, and we are able to say, if a driver calls in and makes a complaint, as a company, you have a certain obligation to have responded within a certain amount of time, depending on the type of complaint that the driver has. You have a certain amount of time by law that you have to respond to certain matters, and you have to respond within a certain way. And so this has been able to keep all of our documentation, and so anything that's been taken to the EEOC or anything like that, we've been able to go back and just pull out all of our documentation and say, no, we did talk to the driver, and this was how many conversations we had, this is what was said, and so it's really been beneficial in that way for us, too.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, it cuts both ways. It gives you that, you're absolutely right, it gives you a time record that you can demonstrate, yeah, we did X, Y, and Z like we were supposed to, and here it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it's actually held up in court, and so I've even become part of a kind of whenever HR is looking into something, I'm one of the first stops that they make. They come here, hey, can you get me any information you have on this person?
Okay.
And so it's been beneficial in that way, too.
Okay. Great.